When a young African-American man dies in Philadelphia, it's usually from a gunshot wound. Now, one of the city's major medical centers, Temple University Hospital, is teaching community members how to give first aid to gun violence victims. Tanya English from WHYY's The Pulse sent us this report.
It's 6 o'clock. Kids are running around an elementary school cafeteria. Parents and neighbors are clustered at different first aid training stations. A nurse is showing people how to stop blood flow from a gunshot wound.
Pressure points located on the inside of the arm.
In each group, people take turns wrapping the bandages or elevating a fake bloody arm.
And then you take an old towel, t-shirt, and you just wrap it around as tight as you can until help arrives.
At one station, 63-year-old Alice Kellum is learning where to place a tourniquet. Kellum has on a camouflage tracksuit and rhinestone hoop earrings, and she spends much of the class laughing with her neighbors, except when she talks about her husband, who was murdered in 1990. She doesn't have a lot to say about that.
They took his sneaks and his hat. That was it.
Many people in this North Philadelphia neighborhood have a similar story and remember a moment when they felt helpless. Louise Smith, everyone calls her Miss Midge, is the lady who hands out water ice at the summer block party every year.
About a year ago, we seen a shooting round here, and it's a shame the two boys died right on the sidewalk. They just, you know, wasn't nobody there to help them.
A severely injured person can bleed to death in less than 10 minutes, but it can take much longer for police to arrive and calm the situation. So the trainers teach the class how to move a victim away from danger and flying bullets. Registered nurse Maureen Quigg explained how to do a two-person lift and carry.
The knee closest to the victim is down, the other knee is up, and that's what you stand up with, the power from your legs and not your back.
One, two, three, look up!
Say no, that's hard.
Quigg reassures the smaller women in the group that they can help a 200-pound man.
If it's someone that you care about or in a situation where there's a lot of activity, your adrenaline's going, you have all this extra energy, you have all this extra power.
Oscar, your group comes here.
ER physician Tim Bryan directs the program, which is called Fighting Chance. The former Navy medic says a shooting scene is chaotic and frightening, but in just 2 hours of training, people get the basics.
You have that aha moment and people are like, wow, I can do this. I can control the scene. I can remember to call 911 and to tell the person to put direct pressure on, even if I don't do anything else. And it does make a difference.
At the end of the evening, Brian stages a mini drama to test the group.
You good? Everybody ready?
One person is the victim and there's a pretend shooter.
So remember, hey, you could ask somebody, hey, help me control the scene, right? Who called 911?
The program started when a local resident came to the hospital complaining that he was sick and tired of hearing about young men dying before they reached the ER. He met with Scott Charles, who works with gunshot victims and their families. Charles says it's past time for new gun control policies.
As we wait for those initiatives to be enacted, as we wait for laws to be changed, many people are going to find themselves on the wrong end of a gun. We have to put the power in people's hands to address this issue.
About 250 people have taken the class since it began earlier this year. In this neighborhood overwhelmed by gun violence, the goal is to teach these first aid skills to as many people as possible. The trainers say this is the next step in bystander education, like CPR or making sure one of those defibrillators is nearby to jumpstart someone's heart. For NPR News, I'm Tanya English.